When did they start paving the roads?
Well, this road in here wasn't, this here road that went, this the main highway was never paved. I mean, back in my younger days. And I guess they built this main road through here in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a paved road, it was just a gravel road. You know what a gravel road is, you've got all foam.
Yeah.
And this road here was blacktopped in about 1960 or 60s, mm-hmm. when they built this main road. From then the other road, now there's two or three sections of this road. The other one was built up yonder. I guess it's been along the back in the 40s somewhere. It was blacktopped. It comes over and then cut across. But this main road here, they blacktopped a little a few years before that. They got a little money and they blacktopped about a mile up here. But when they built this road, that's called a secondary road. They built this road from up here to the forks of the road down yonder to where the Red Stakes is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I guess, it was in the early 60s. I'd say 60 to 62 somewhere when it was blacktopped. Well, then this Coal Creek Road, a few years ago for election scheme, they blacktopped it just for election scheme to get a certain man elected, you know, give him credit for having the road blacktopped.
Uh-huh.
And I've traveled that road down through there when two cars couldn't pass without you backed up maybe as far as from here at the road. There'd be little switchbacks, they called them, you know, the two cars could pass. I know one day I took somebody down there in an old T-model Ford, and I come back and I got right down here where you go into the end of the woods around there. And I met a fella down there, two fellas with a big truckload of cattle. And one of the fellas had land in here and he harnessed them and haul them out. Well, there we was. Every one of us couldn't back. He couldn't back up them cattle, and I couldn't, I was too far away from a place to back. And they had me to drive that T-model Ford, I don't know, it was silly, we got by with it. They had me to drive that T-model Ford just as high as I could drive it up on the bank, and they held it. Well, they two of them, one, them two held it till I got out. Then when I got out, me and the other held it till this fella drove his big truckload of cattle on by. And then he come back, and he helped hold it till I got in, and we got her down. Now that's facts. That's silly, but we done it.
Sure. Well, you got it.
We done it.
It worked. It wasn't silly. It worked.
Little old T-model Ford, you know, didn't take up too much room.
Sure.
They wasn't more, I don't guess, than I don't know, 5 feet wide or something like that.
What would you call that, like this, the row, this thing that comes right up to your house here?
Nah, they just call that a lane or something. Like that. Go something like that.
Okay. So and the place in
driveway or whatever.
Sorry.
It'd be a driveway or a lane. And people used to call things like that a lane, but now you call them a driveway, and that's what that could be. It just comes out here to the house, and that's it. People get mistaken, you know, that the road turns off, goes straight across, and goes up there for about a mile. People get confused and come out here and turn around when they find out they can't get no further than the house. They'll turn around and go back, never say a word, some of them.
The things that you walk in town, you can, they have, next to the street, you can walk on the
some sidewalks.
Yeah. Have you ever seen in town those places where there's grass between the sidewalk and the street? It's a little
between the what?
Well, between the, here, the sidewalk is here, and then there's maybe, oh, 3 or 4 feet of grass, and then before you get to the street.
No, I've never seen that in Sevier County.
Okay.
I've never seen it in Knoxville or Maryville, I know of.
Okay.